Now to another topic that cropped up at last night's Palin-Biden debate. The two candidates sparred over what to do in Afghanistan.
The surge principles that have worked in Iraq need to be implemented in Afghanistan also, and that perhaps would be a difference with the Bush administration.
The fact is that our commanding general in Afghanistan said the surge principle in Iraq will not work in Afghanistan.
Governor Palin then disputed Senator Biden's facts. She said the commanding general in Afghanistan had not definitively ruled out a surge. The fact of the matter is, General David McKiernan told the Washington Post earlier this week that, quote, no Iraq-style surge of forces will end the conflict, end quote. But the general did say more U.S. troops are needed in Afghanistan. There's no disputing one fact about the war there. That is that American casualties in Afghanistan have jumped dramatically in the past year. And that's put U.S. military doctors and nurses to the test. Right now, we're going to hear from a chief nurse at a frontline surgical hospital in Afghanistan. Major Kenny Harriman tells us, in her own words, what it's like to care for the wounded at Camp Salerno, an American base in eastern Afghanistan.
My second day here, we had a large mass cow with about five patients, but they were pretty critical and they were U.S. soldiers. A very long day in the OR, a lot of amputations, but we were able to save the lives. Someone had gotten into U.S. uniforms and kind of opened fire on some U.S. people. That was quite a baptism by fire for sure. Our first group of OR technicians, that was their first day, and we had to pull them out of orientation. We had three patients critically, and we were running two OR tables and very, very busy. Amputated both legs and an arm on one gentleman and both legs on another. The other one had some gunshot wounds to the back around the spinal cord area.
So is it running a flush?
You need a flush. I got a flush right here.
I think the most testing was the morning we had the suicide bomber at the gate. And this particular morning I was brushing my teeth and there was a loud boom. The door even blew open and came on into work. And we had bodies everywhere. People were carrying people in, blood all over them. And that's when we found out we had the suicide bomber at the gate. 16 patients. I did 9 surgeries that day, back to back, one right after the other. And that started around 7 in the morning, finished up about 10 or 11 that night. It was late. And then shortly after midnight is when we got rocket attacked and they were trying to breach the wire. And, you know, they told us to barricade ourselves in our hooches. That was scary. I was actually, had gotten dressed. We put our IBA on. Our IBA is our body armor. We locked and loaded our weapons and, I guess, nerves and everything. I was kind of cold, so I'm sitting on my bed under the blanket, fully clothed, shoes and everything, my Kevlar helmet on, ready to shoot anybody that came through the door. So that was scary.
And then we'll
occasionally we'll get someone in that's a Taliban, and you don't treat them any different, but you do think about, you know, what they do, why are they doing it. But you don't as a medical care provider, you just take care of people. You see these young men, and many of them are very young. I have kids that are that old or older than some of these young men, and you wonder about their families. You know, what are their families going through? Are we going to be able to save this person? And then what, if we save them, what quality of life are they going to have? I have a very good friend, and she has a son in the Marines. And when I first got here, every time I saw a casualty come through the door, I was checking to see if it was him. It's just very, very scary. Those guys are out there putting their lives on the line, and people just don't realize what it is like out there. It's scary enough here, but I can't imagine being outside the wire.
Hold still. That was Major and Chief Nurse Kenny Harriman at the surgical hospital at Camp Salerno in Khost, Afghanistan.